You know what? It was really brilliant. And it was, Jim was being managed by the former road manager of Led Zeppelin, a guy named Dennis Pops Sheehan, right? And I remember being in a shitty Detroit restaurant when we heard the news of when Bonham died, right? And, you know, it was obviously terrible, you know, because, you know, Dennis was trying to move on and do his whole thing and all that. And he was managing Iggy at probably his toughest, most challenging time. And that, you know, Iggy had, you know, enormous, like, you know, like he was taking a lot of drugs and wasn't a junkie, but, you know, still drinking and drugging a lot. Dennis was actually a practicing Catholic, which always like blew me away, right? And I just thought, God's punishing him. And then eventually Dennis went on to manage, not manage, but road manage for the rest of his career, because he died 2 years ago, U2. So I think that God like went and said, oh, you know, I punished you so much, so here, I'll give you the nice boys from Dublin. But anyways, it was at a really dark and desolate time period for Jim and for Iggy. I think it was a really smart move that they were doing these kind of almost like residencies with Iggy. And I think it was when the record that he had came out was on Chris Stein's label from Blondie, right? And, you know, nothing was really going on with his records. His recognition in the States was really, you know, at best beleaguered, right? And it was at that time when I don't think people appreciated Jim that much. And those shows were epic. They really were epic. They were really fun. And, you know, we had an extra night because we sold so many tickets. And, you know, we had basically Iggy living in Detroit for a week, which was a lot of shenanigans.